This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. The easing of the Ebola crisis in Africa comes as a relief to public health officials around the world, but even more so to the people in the African countries affected by the crisis, places such as Liberia and Sierra Leone.
The situation in that country is being watched closely by a musical group that's essentially been stranded in the United States since the crisis began. Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars emerged from a refugee camp where its members had ended up in the wake of the country's brutal civil war.
A pair of filmmakers discovered the group and told its story to the world, and their popularity took off. Three original albums followed, along with collaborations with Western bands and concerts around the world.
The group is still waiting to go home, but it's using its extended time in the United States to raise money to support efforts to fight Ebola. They played a benefit concert at UW-Milwaukee this month, and several of their members dropped by Studio C1 to chat and play some music, including this song called Cold Water.
Papa government, well body now we problem. Papa government, education now we problem. Papa government, cold water now we problem. Papa government, oh strength now we problem. Papa government, yeah, yeah.
Wake up!
Papa government, yeah, yeah.
Wake up!
Give me lili cold water.
Ah, cold water.
Give me lili cold water.
Give me cold water.
Give me lili cold water.
Ah, cold water.
Give me lili cold water.
Give me cold water.
Imanibo badibo.
Agenda.
Imanibo badibo.
Agenda for change.
Imanibo badibo.
Agenda.
Imanibo badibo.
Agenda for change.
Cold Water, Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars. Thank you so much. And welcome to Milwaukee.
Yeah, thank you.
You were saying before you played the song that cold water is kind of how people talk about satisfaction where you're from. It must seem like a long time since everyone kind of had cold water in Sierra Leone.
Yeah, you know, in Sierra Leone, it's a country that is blessed with a lot of minerals, and we're still living in poverty. Can you imagine in this present day that in Sierra Leone, not everybody has access to safe drinking water, you know, and that's too bad.
It really is too bad. The three of you and your entire group kind of met and started playing together as the country was really going through a terrible time.
Sure.
And now Sierra Leone is in another really difficult time. It must seem like every time you get through one crisis, another one comes along.
Yeah, it's really unusual. It's strange to me, you know, because, you know, the war really destroyed many things, and people are trying to recover from the war, you know, and then there comes this dreadful disease that is killing people in numbers. So it's really something that we don't understand what is going on. And we just believe that the only way is for us to come together and make sure that Sierra Leone becomes an Ebola-free country.
And that's one of the things that you're working on right now. You have started a prevention and awareness campaign, correct?
Yes.
How and what are you doing to try to make a difference?
Well, actually, we printed a T-shirt that we are selling to raise money so that when we get that money, we will send it back home and help Ebola survivors. We just completed a six-month tour, and we were able to raise money. We started it very late, raising that money very late, and we raised money and helped a local TV station that is operating in Sierra Leone to sensitize people about how to prevent themselves from contracting the disease. It's not that much, but it's $1,000. But I believe it's a good step. And we are moving forward now to raising money and do more things. However, we've been cooperating with some NGOs who are operating in the ground, like MSF, Medicine Sans Frontières. You know, we played many shows for them. They're trying to raise money and help the people out there. And we are very open to doing that with any other NGO, you know, to just help out in our little way.
Now, do I understand it correctly? You were supposed to be have gone home to Sierra Leone at the end of that six-month tour, but you have stuck around here because of the Ebola crisis. Is that right?
Sure. That is right. Because normally when we come out of the country, we complete our tour, we go back home and meet our children and wives. But this time around, we are too scared. And, you know, we lost about four members, not the Ebola, but we lost about four members, you know, in the group, very important members, they died. And we don't want to lose any other member again. We want to preserve this group. So that's why we are nervous to go home.
At the same time, you must be concerned about your families back home.
Sure, every day we are worried. And we spend a lot of money calling them, you know, to just, uplift their spirit. Call them, talk to them, what's going on, and they always give us the information about the thing. But we are very lucky that none of them has contracted it.
Would you wish that they could come and join you here? Would you feel more comfortable if you were able to bring them with you around the world?
I think that would be the kolwata. That would be the satisfaction that we would need, because, you know, being separated from your loved ones, especially when there is trouble. Yeah, we are used to it, separating from them for 6 months, 7 months. We don't care because we know there is nothing to fear. But now we feel very, very afraid for them, you know. So I think that will be the satisfaction that every member would like.
You came together as refugees from a civil war. Do you feel today, sitting in a place like Milwaukee, that you are still refugees from what's happening in Sierra Leone?
Well, I feel, yes, that I'm a refugee, because if I willingly, like formally, we willingly come out. You know something, when you go a place that you are willing to go, that's very good. But when you are not willing to be there at that time and situation forced you to be, I feel like a refugee.
Well, I hope there's another song you might play for us.
I'm going to play Living Like a Refugee. I just took all the problems, the suffering of the people, and make a song of it. Living like a refugee is really not easy. Like a refugee is not easy. It's really not easy.
Living like a refugee,
young man, you know,
is not easy.
We are
living like a refugee is not easy.
You left your country to seek refuge in another man's land. You left your country to seek refuge in another man's land. You will be confronted by strange dialect. You will be fed with unusual diet. You've got to sleep in a tarpaulin house,
which is so hot.
You've got to sleep in a tarpaulin mat,
which is so cold.
Oh, we on time.
Living like a refugee,
Anna,
is not easy.
It's really not easy.
Living like a refugee,
young man, you know,
is not easy.
Refugee
is not easy.
How is it difficult to stand under the impatiently waiting for your supply? How is it difficult to sit under the sun patiently waiting for your supply? The overcrowding sometimes lead to the outbreak of a cholera. Eat your burger, eat your corn,
is not easy.
Get your salary, get your job,
it's not easy.
Really not easy.
Living like a refugee,
young man, you know,
it's not easy. Living like a refugee,
young man, you know,
it's not easy.
Now listen to me. No solos play. I love you
tonight.
I love you
tonight.
I love Milwaukee
tonight.
You must say, because we live in, we live in,
we live in.
Living like a refugee is not easy.
Living Like a Refugee, Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars. Thank you so much again.
You're welcome.
Living like a refugee is obviously not easy. So how can you sing about it with such joy?
Well, you know, it's something that we are used to doing. We were full-time musicians before we have all these horrible stories. And I believe that music is a way to comfort the soul. Music has helped us to comfort or to reform our lives when the war, you know, sent us to a very bad situation. And it's also helping us right now because we are stuck in the U.S. Anyway, to be candid, it's good to be stuck in the U.S. rather than the refugee camps, you know.
Does it surprise you at all when you think about it? I mean, because I was reading and I think you played your first concert in a refugee camp with a couple of old electric guitars and a secondhand microphone.
Yeah.
Does it amaze you that some years later, here you are traveling around the world and people around the world have taken to your music the way they have?
Yes, for sure. It's like a surprising thing to me, you know, because when we were creating music in the camp, it's just to help reform the lives of our fellow refugees. It's not about coming out of coming to America or Australia. You know, I was not imagining that, to be candid with you. But, you know, I have to acknowledge the efforts of the two American filmmakers and one Canadian who discovered us and saw that, well, these guys have a very good music that Americans should hear, that Australians should hear, that Europeans should hear. So that's how it happened. But it's really amazing.
When you play for a group of Americans, are you comforting their souls in some way? I mean, obviously, there's different stuff going on when you're playing for people who are going through a civil war or an Ebola crisis. But I wonder if you think that Americans or Australians or Europeans who listen to your music also feel like they're being comforted from it.
Well, the only way that I can judge from the people that I'm playing music is the way they respond to my music. And after I've played the music, they come to me and tell me different things. And from that, I assess that they really needed our music. Because I don't know, but from what I observe, in Africa, they have physical poverty, but they have emotional happiness. And here, they have physical riches. Everywhere is glory and it, but they have emotional poverty. Yeah. So I can see people come to me after I've played, they say, thank you for bringing joy to my life. So this makes me feel as if people really are troubled too in the West.
Poverty is a relative term.
Yeah.
As you've had a chance to travel around the West and hear, you know, music that's coming out of the United States and Canada and other places, are there musicians that you would like to play with someday that hopefully if this keeps going for you, you might get to?
Well, we hooked up with Aerosmith, big rock stars, and we were very much privileged to be invited by this guy to open up for them. And then they invited us in their studio, we make a song with them. We have two songs with them. And we are ready, really, to hook up with rock stars in America, you know, because music, there is no boundary in music. We love music. And I just believe that all musicians are connected by some way.
Well, I want to thank all three of you for being here and wish you best of luck with your work and with your music. And I really do hope you'll come back and see us again.
Yeah, we're ready.
And do you have one more song you might be able to play for us?
Well, this next song is called Goat Smoke Pipe. A goat cannot smoke pipe, you know. But it's really a song that we wrote because some time ago, before the war, traders, they reserve all the good things for the wealthy people. And the poor people, even if they have money, they will not be able to get needed things like meat. And so we can have the money to purchase the meat, but we can't get it because the rich people have bought everything. So we wrote a song that we talk about shortages of needed things by people. Inaka, inaka, kaucham kasada.
Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars played a concert to benefit Doctors Without Borders at UW-Milwaukee this month. There is a link to more of their Ebola outreach effort at WUWM.com.
We'll take a quick break now, and when we return, the second part of our conversation about end-of-year charitable giving. You're listening to Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio.
I go buy beef for me modelo, eh. Now go and they go and meet this cut on a roro. He got to tell me, say, nothing all day again, no. As I turn me face, I see the cow, they jam cassada. I turn me face, I see the go, they smoke pipe. When I ask the cut, what in the apple, so...